Christmas.
Shit!
I won! It's an Xmas miracle! Oh, this miracle smells like poo.
Shit!
Did you lose?
You shut your mouth! Every year I set this league up, every year, and I never win! This was the year! Bullshit! I babysit you morons, I babysit you! Oh, help me out, do this, move that guy around! Oh, I don't know how to set a lineup! You Taco, and Ruxin, stupid wise man! Stony and stupid!
A Super Fantasy Football Show.
Come back down to Planet Rando, Brian.
Oh my gosh, a domestic abuser.
What is it? He just sends a dick pic to Jerry across the table. What are you? What are you, a perv or something?
Are you too busy to put your blackout dates on the Google Doc? I'm 1,000% sure you and your little butt buddy Randy have already talked about this, so.
Never. We would never.
You fucking canoodling.
No collusion.
We would never collude, John.
Tyreek Hill. Stephon Diggs. It's going to be probably the widest margin of victory. I mean.
Hey, Matt, shrimp out of landlocked state, sign me up.
I don't think Randy's going to have a first-round pick the entire decade of the 2020.
That's a guy that keeps his fall free. He knows it's football season.
Right.
And, you know, what's up with some of these people planning trips to Italy during football season?
Your show, Johnny.
Welcome back to a Super Fantasy Football Show. Last time for the season, produced by Rando. Rando.
We're in for a treat, Johnny. I'm going to see if I can figure this out for the second time this season. GarageBand has not been my friend.
I believe in you. Technical issues over here in headquarters, but we're thrilled to be joined with the Rando. Am I right in this? The first time fantasy, Super Friends fantasy football.
His first ring! His first ring, baby!
We got the commish with us, and he's got his first ring. Commish, how you feeling today?
Elated.
Yeah, it's been. I mean, did you think when you first made this league in high school that you would be 30 by the time you won your first championship?
32, buddy.
32. I thought I would have had one by now.
Or did you win any in the before years?
I know there was one year I won it. I forget if we were in middle school or high school, but it was the year we did a draft without a snake draft. Christian Ulysses was in the league, and Chez bailed on us on draft day. No one could get a hold of him at Buffalo Wild Wings, and then someone found out that he went to France with his family and never told anybody.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, we did that. Is that the only draft we ever did at Buffalo Wild Wings? We had the big board, and I remember there was some fake, like, movie football players on the stickers. And was it Tom Haley or Bobby Allen that drafted Ray Finkel?
Yeah, I think I did a couple there. Mm-hmm. That was the year I won. And I only know because I got the first overall pick in that draft, randomly. And it clearly made a big advantage having the first pick every round in those snake. I think it pretty much went in the order of who drafted earliest, won the league.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's so funny. Wow. So this is like your first legit championship, I would say.
Yes, and first one in a very long time.
Well, David, I want to be the first one to welcome you into the Champions Club. It's an elite group. Not everyone in the league is a member, but I'm glad to have you. I'm glad we're not sitting here in week 17 welcoming Tom. I'm glad he lost early in the playoffs. He doesn't deserve it. He didn't earn it. And you know what? I want to thank you for ending Brian's reign of terror, that chokehold he has had on this league. I'm so glad you stopped another repeat for Brian.
I am too, because he would have had his fifth, and he would be going for his second three-peat, which is pretty humbling when you've been in the league for like 20 years and haven't won once.
Yeah, you did. You saved this from the three-peat talk all fucking year, and That's I think we all appreciate you. And I think, well, I definitely gave you the James Franklin Award at the end of the season. Holy shit, did you tear that to shreds? You went through your two big ghosts in fantasy.
Yeah, I don't think I've beaten really like either of you. I think it's, what did I say, like the two of you twice in a 14-game period over the last few years or something, and then in 4 weeks I got, and I think I outscored you both rounds, and Brian one of the two.
Yeah.
Which I'll take it. I'll take the prior losses for that.
John, he took it to heart. He took the James Franklin Award to heart. He went home. He took a long, hot, steamy shower. He had to shower off the stench of shame and losing. And look at him. Look at him. He comes out cleaner than a whistle. He's a full-blooded champion. I love it.
A full-blooded champion. And as a fan of the one Nittany Lions, maybe, hopefully, good omen
for yeah.
the real life James.
I was just thinking that. We got a big playoff matchup for the Nittany Lions, Dave. Maybe it's a good omen.
It'd be a beautiful parallel for me personally.
That'd be awesome. That would be a definite silver lining to me not winning this year. But I'm not going to harp on that too much. But, so Dave, we saw you celebrate with some champagne last night. Was that the big celebration? Was that when you finally accepted that you weren't going to lose this game?
Yeah, I was somewhat optimistic, but I feel like every time I've played Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's just gone off on me. So I didn't want to get overly optimistic. It sounded like the two of you, seemed pretty optimistic about me winning. Co-workers felt optimistic about me winning. My parents did not. They're like, "Oh man, you're gonna lose Amon-Ra St. Brown." And then they kept texting me because I did turn off taunts from Brian going into the finals because I couldn't take the stress to begin with. I didn't need being contact the entire time. It's very hard to find out how to turn that off on the ESPN app, but I did it. I had no idea. Like,
make sure you turn that back on.
Guys were scoring. Yeah, I'll have to turn it back on now. But I had no idea when his guys were scoring. And then like my parents would randomly text me, "Oh, ouch, that one's going to hurt. Oh, gosh." And then I'd have to go in and check the app. And so I scored a touchdown. And then I was sitting there. I'm not feeling very good about this anymore. But yeah, I didn't, I also went to the liquor store yesterday. I was like, "We need to get some champagne," and not for New Year's Eve, but we won the fantasy championship. So I couldn't watch the game last night. We were watching, the Traders on Peacock. Great show. I've never seen it before. And I was just like checking my phone every 20 seconds. But yeah, I was just sitting there like nervously watching. She's like, "Is it over yet? Is it over yet? Can we celebrate?" I was like, no. And then at the end, I went and I changed into my victory pink shirt. It was hard to find a pink shirt. Elsa was like, "What are you doing up there?" I was up there for like 10 minutes, buttoning all the buttons. And she came down, she's like, "Oh, that was a lot."
David's like, "Gotta have my orange pink, our team colors."
Yep. That's put on our victory pink, and then it was like 11:30.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Dave, you mentioned a noise ordinance in Mount Lebanon. They don't make an exception for the Fantasy Football Championship Victory Parade?
I don't know. I'm going to have to go down to the magistrates and talk to them about it.
There needs to be an addendum in the municipal code that if you win your Fantasy Football Championship, all noise ordinances are out the window.
Yeah, I was excited. A car drove by when I was like popping the champagne. They were probably like, "What the fuck is this guy doing? It's not even midnight. He's a day early. He's wearing a pink shirt. He's been filmed."
Oh, man. That's amazing. Congrats on the season. Who are some of the people that are like, some of the players that are like near and dear to your heart now?
Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
I only won because Brian traded me Bijan Robinson back.
That's a good point. That trade had huge ramifications for Brian's team.
Mm-hmm. He got me 22.5 points, which we were pretty much tied going into Sunday night. McLaren got half a point. Bijan got 22.5. I had a 20-point lead going into the final night with each of us having a player left. So, I mean, that was literally the entire difference in winning or losing at the end. It didn't really make me push down the end because I mean, I don't know if you remember, I needed Quentin Johnson to drop like 5 balls to beat Chez to make the playoffs. Like, I barely got in.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
I think I lost to Eric in the last week of the season after just squeaking in. But yeah. And so close personal friend, Bijan Robinson, Josh Allen, of course.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Part of me wants to just, like, drive up to Buffalo and just be like, you have no idea how much you mean to me.
David, no, if you want to, I love the city of Buffalo. I'm in. Josh Allen has won me a fantasy football championship. He won you a fantasy football championship.
You know, if the Steelers end up facing them in the playoffs, that could be a fun road trip.
Yeah, hey, it's a great place for a game. Remind me, John, I'll send you a TikTok. Not to go off the rails here, but the one lot in Buffalo that you tailgate in, to get over to the stadium, you have to literally cross a creek that's like 8 feet wide. They have a aluminum ladder over it. And I saw a TikTok from last week's game when they had a whole bunch of snow there. And I sent it to Eric. I was like, there's no way I would have made it up to the stadium. I would have died. I would have been in the creek. There's no way. I would have been at the bottom of that 2-foot creek drowning. And the season me and Eric were there, a kid drowned in the creek a week before. And that was in the spring. Sorry. Not to derail this, but yes.
Well, Dave makes a good point. That was the old Randy. The picture of us in front of Crave, I think it was, for Didiana's 21st birthday. Randy, you're the only one in there that looks thinner than you did back then.
Oh, in front of Static.
Static, that's what I
was. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. You thought I looked thinner in that photo?
With fucking Kevin Blau. No, you look thinner now than you did in that photo.
Oh.
And I think you're the only one of us.
So, John, as of this recording, I'm 233 pounds.
Holy shit, dude.
That wow, Randy crazy. Was probably pushing 290, 300. I don't, who knows?
Wow. That's impressive. That's crazy.
We're getting there. Friday, the big day, we're going to reveal the results. We'll have a podcast for the diabetes results on Saturday. We'll see what happens.
Reveal party for diabetes?
Yeah. We're gonna have a reveal party. We're going to see if I still have it or not. But, David, to get back onto your championship, have you heard from Brian? Was he willing to accept the results of the game, or... Did he say anything?
We still have a few more days. I think a week from now, unless if there's another insurrection, he's accepted the results.
Okay.
I feel like right away he responded to Discord. That was a great match.
Oh, I just thought maybe he'd reach out personally. I know what you say in the Discord, what you want everyone to see, but maybe he really let you have it or let his feelings be heard personally to you. I was just curious.
No, but I feel like I would have been pretty salty had I lost, so I feel like he was more than complimentary.
Any update?
I needed it a lot more than Brian. I'll say that.
Oh, I'm with you.
Sunday morning. I thought I had a good lead with T. Higgins in the 1 o'clock games. Baker Mayfield went awesome. My guys didn't do very good. They took Josh Allen out early. I was like, miserably just playing NCAA football in the basement with the lights out, just angrily looking at my phone. I was in a bad mood. And then Sunday night, I was like watching a little bit of the Sunday night game, getting into a little bit better mood. But then last night, I was just like nervous. Work day, I was like shaking my leg. So there were a lot of highs and lows. I feel like if I had gone that far and then lost, because I think the last few times I made the playoffs, I've lost in the first round, like pretty overwhelmingly. But I think if I had made the finals after all that and then lost, I would have been pretty beat up.
That would have been a real kick in the nuts.
Yeah, especially because you had super hot weeks in the first round against me. And you cooled off a bit, but I mean, the Running Fools definitely did as well.
Well, I don't know if you noticed. The most ironic part is, had Tom actually made the final this year, he had the highest score of the four playoff teams.
Yeah, the third place game was was a fucking barber.
Mm-hmm.
I know, because I kept looking over to that. Like, I would just swipe to refresh the scores, and then I was thinking, oh, I'm glad I'm not playing either of these two teams right now.
Yeah, right, Tom and I were talking about that at Hanukkah dinner. It's a pretty shitty feeling over there in the third place game. You know,
well, yeah, especially too, because you guys both got like totally blown out in the first play.
Yeah,
and then had definitely the better scores this one.
Yep, it's a fickle bitch, this fantasy football game that we play, and it's a great feeling when you finally get there. And we're glad you're finally in the club, Commish.
I'm gonna be dining out on this for a long time. I feel like, you know, I like Michigan. You know, they had a bad year this year, but they won the championship last year, and they're like, we don't really care for the next few years.
Yeah,
one rank. That's how I feel.
You just ride the high on it for a while.
Yeah, you know, every time I'd be sitting in the car listening to the podcast, Randy would be talking about all the former winners going back every year and then naming the other teams. And I was like, it's like defining. I need to, you know, like on LinkedIn, you can add a title. Like you should be able to add in like FFLC. And people are like, what is that? And be like, no, I'm a Super Friends fan.
Dave, it's great when you finally win one, because no matter what someone says to you that hasn't won one, you can just be like, I don't want to hear it. Until you win a championship, nothing you say means anything.
Right. And it's true, because you can't really respond to it.
Don't criticize me for how I run my team. I won a championship, buddy. I worked hard for my championship. It's not my fault you can't win it.
I have your second overall pick next year, too.
Oh, yeah, you do. Kudos, Dave. Kudos.
Oh, man. So are we thinking repeat, Dave? We going back to back?
There's, you know, I don't want to look too far ahead. There are some guys I'd like to keep that I probably won't be able to, but I really think I might be able to keep part of the band back together.
Yeah, who's your loner on your team?
CeeDee Lamb, and ironically, I had offered Eric a higher pick if my team had gone on to win the championship, and he did not believe in me whatsoever. He rejected that, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Eric's got enough fucking picks over there anyway. He doesn't anything else.
John, speaking of loaner deals for next season, how exactly, because Tom's been walking around praying around this whole, oh, well, yeah. I lost this year, but I get to scour John's keepers for next year. What exactly is that deal, and are you concerned? Or are you not?
Well, that's a good question. I do need to go back and look at the language, because I have been considering that. So as it currently stands, I believe Tom gets he gets Jahmyr Gibbs from me, I think, and then I get to protect one player, and then Tom gets to pick a different player off my roster. So he gets to pick two keepers from my team, basically, and one of them is Jahmyr Gibbs. But
and it can't be Derrick Henry.
And it can't be, yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it can't be Derrick Henry. So I kind of get to protect my top two keepers, basically. But I'm not going to lie, I have been toying around with the idea of doing just like wholesale trades and just fucking burning my roster to the ground. But I don't know if I'm actually going to do that.
It's a great way to go. Live life on the edge of your seat, John.
I'm considering it, because I also kind of feel like Dave, where I have more keepers than I am able to keep, I think.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But at the same time, I'm not sure that Tom would want to give up certain players on his team, you know? So I don't know if he's going to end up even needing a second keeper from me.
So, David, just so I'm correct.
He's going to keep Jamar Chase and Jahmyr Gibbs for sure.
Right. And then I don't know.
Marvin Harrison Jr. He has a lot of older guys on his team, I think.
Yeah.
Vlad McConkley.
Oh, yeah. That's one.
That's got a Randy one all over him. He'd be keeping him for the next 10 years.
If I had draft picks to trade for him, I would.
I feel like he would be a decent keeper, honestly. I mean, he had such a strong, because he's just a rookie, right?
He also has Brian Thomas Jr. from Jacksonville, who's a rookie, and I think he finished like fourth most points as a receiver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, he's got some interesting decisions to make.
Yeah, because some of your old guys are a little bit older too.
Yeah. Yeah, Tyreek Hill, he's getting up there, but he's still had a pretty good year. I don't know. I'm still not able to think about next season yet. Still sour about this one, but.
Tyreek Hill, though, when it's week three and you've got two on his back with his fingers up in the air and you're going to be sad, you've got Tyreek Hill.
Dave, any thoughts to where you might have Didiano take you for the championship dinner?
I was just about to ask.
It's a good question because I technically still haven't had dinner with Brian yet.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you need to knock that out before you get to go to dinner.
I feel like the three of us could go to dinner. I could pay Brian's tab and Didiano could pay my tab.
Seems fair. Tell the waitress, yeah, he gets my check, I get his check.
Right. So he's going to take everything I had, and I'm going to take everything he had, and he's just not going to pay.
And remind me the winner's purse, Dave, is that 200?
Yes, and I believe you won best record because you had the one seed and then total points, so you also get 100 and 100, so you get 200. Yeah, that's the worst part about winning is that like I already have the money.
Yeah.
Like, I won, but I still have to pay you. It doesn't feel like, oh, I'm waiting to get paid out. I feel like, I mean, I don't want to overcomplicate things, but we need to, like, put everything into an escrow account or something.
I was going to say, I feel like
an administrator manage it.
Dave, send the money to me, and I'll send it over to you, like, tomorrow, so you feel like you got paid.
Yeah, I know.
I would like if we could set up some kind of legal escrow account where it just automatically pays out. I think that's a good idea.
I love that.
I'm into the idea.
It goes into like, it's just like a fraction of a Bitcoin that's paid off. It's all on the blockchain. You know, you go in with your key and you withdraw it to your wallet.
That sounds perfect.
All right, Brian, you won again. Here's the key. You go withdraw your 0.001 Bitcoin.
You did it. That sounds perfect. All right. Well, Reyna, anything else for the champion?
I got nothing, Dave. Congratulations. I'm glad it was you. I said it at the when we started previewing the first round. I was taking Oink all the way. They were the team on fire.
Yeah. I was not taking myself at all. So I would say nobody believed in me like Eric, but I did not believe in myself at all. So.
I guess we should talk about, so now the only people who haven't won are Tom and Didiano.
In the modern era, yes, Tom and Didiano. Because Didiano's team technically, historically, has a championship, but that was under Austin's ownership.
Oh, right, okay.
And Didiano has not won one himself.
Okay, gotcha. Wow.
Who knows? And may we have a Cinderella story next year? May Diddy go from last to first?
That would be great.
Who knows?
Tom's pretty high on his odds next year.
Tom is always high until like week four when he gives up and says, oh, my team is dog shit. Who knows? You can't trust the kid.
Man. All right. Well, I think that's all we got. Thank you to everyone who stuck around this season. If you stop listening, or if you still listen to this show, tell me, because if you're not listening, I'll just stop doing it.
No, we can't stop. Whether we have one listener or not, John, I love it.
Oh, man. All right. Well, congrats, Dave. And I guess we'll see you boys in the offseason at some point.
Oh,
sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good.
Maybe in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, David. I want to see plenty of pictures of you in that championship belt on Instagram in Italy, in Paris, in France. Cherish it, buddy.
World tour. I'm gonna be like Magellan.
Take it. It's going on a world tour, but cherish it while it lasts, Dave.
I'm gonna have to get a second check bag.
Yeah. Oh my God, that'd be funny. He has to get his own checked bag for the belt.
Wear it on the airport. Have it be my personal item. Go through the gate.
That'd be funny.
Hey, you know, do I need to put this through the machine, or can I keep it on? Oh, all belts. Let's just make a big scene about it. Let everybody know.
I love it. I'm in.
I'm all for it.
Roll her eyes.
All right, boys. Well, good talking to you. What do I usually say at the end of this? Scenes of Froggies?
Yeah, yeah.
Hell of a season.
Hey, see you, boys. I'm going to try to figure out how to edit this bitch.
You got it, Rando. I believe in you.
All right, take us out. I don't have the music for Glow City here, so I'll find something to put at the end of this. So enjoy, boys.
Champion.